The Lord be with you.
And
with reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." What king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Everyone who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Those who have really put this into practice are the saints. And last week we celebrated All Souls Day, but also we celebrated the Solemnity of All Saints. So I'd like to present to you one saint that really put into practice the gospel today. A saint that probably most of you have never heard of, but there are many saints that are unknown to us. He's very dear to me because I lived in South America for 7 years, and two of those years I lived in Chile. So if you ever meet a Chilean or you go to Chile, this is probably the most famous saint in their country. His name is Saint Alberto Hurtado. And Teresa de los Andes would be the most famous woman saint. Okay, Father Hurtado, he became a Jesuit priest. He became a Jesuit priest, and he tried to put into practice the teaching of Pope Leo XIII. Father Hurtado is going to die in about 1950. The teaching of Leo XIII, one of the most famous doctrines of Leo XIII, was Rerum Novarum, which is the foundation of the social teaching of the Catholic Church. Rerum Novarum. Anyone who wants to get to know social teaching of the Church has to know that as the foundational document. So he would get up in the churches in Santiago, and he would preach that to live out the gospel, we have to be socially active. And the rich people were infuriated against him because they didn't believe in helping out the poor. But he was very strong in trying to defend the poor. And I invite you to try to see the film. In Spanish, it's called Crónica de un Hombre Santo, Chronicles of a Holy Man. Excellent film that came out maybe about 25 years ago. And one of the scenes that touched me most is he's made head of what is called L'Acción Católica, Catholic Action, which was one of the most vibrant Catholic organizations in South America, starting in Italy and then spread to Argentina and other countries. And given that there was a lot of envy, he was made the head of it, but he was rejected because of envy of other clerics. So you see him in the chancery, the bishop's office, and he's the bishop very gently saying, well, you're going to be removed from that position. So he leaves the chancery, and that day, that night, it's raining really hard. And it's cold, it's windy, it's rainy. And Father Hurtado, in the darkness, sees some man approaching him. And it's one of those homeless men that we've all met. And the man is shivering because he doesn't have any clothes, he has nowhere to stay, he's drenched with rain. And Father Hurtado draws close to this man, and he asks the man, do you have any place to stay? And he says, in Spanish, donde caiga padre. Donde caiga padre means wherever I can find a place at night. Sometimes the Salvation Army will provide a place for me. Otherwise, I just sleep out in the dark in the wilderness. So Father Tadler draws close to him, and he touches his forehead, and he touches his forehead with his own forehead and says, you got a fever. What a Father Tadler does, then he takes off his cloak that he was wearing, and he places it on the man. And the man receives the cloak, then he recedes out into the background. That night, Father Hurtado had a dream, and it was Jesus Christ who he met that evening. It was Jesus Christ. It was like Martin of Tours that met the poor man and gave his cloak. That was Jesus Christ, present in the poor. That gave him the inspiration to construct the most famous church extension group in Chile called Hogar de Cristo. Hogar de Cristo means the home for Christ, which would be helping out the poor, the lame, the crippled, the orphans, the widows. In other words, he was like the Mother Teresa of Chile. And he set out these Hogares de Cristo all throughout the country. Now, second story I'd like to tell you is that a lot of people became angry at him because he was helping out the poor. They thought that he was a social revolutionary. He was a socialist. He was a revolutionary. So he had already established a house in Santiago, Chile, and was going to set up another one, Colima. So the police decided that they were going to spy on him. So they go into the Hogar de Cristo, and they're spying through the keyhole where Father Hurtado is. And he's in the refectory with all these elderly women, 80, 90, maybe 95 years old, poor, abandoned, marginalized, rejected. And there you have Father Hurtado, who's bending over a cauldron of soup, ladling up soup to give to these poor women. And he goes on to say to them, I really apologize to you because you deserve much better than this soup. But this is the only thing we can offer. Will you please forgive me for not giving you what you really deserve? And he says a second time, will you please forgive me because you deserve much more than this. And he says the third time, please forgive me. Will you please forgive me? And they all say, si padre, si padre, si padre. All this time, you can see the police spying through the keyhole at this social revolutionary who's bent over ladling a cup of soup for these poor ladies. The last scene I'd like to give is this. Is that he's so enthusiastic about helping out the poor people that he's going outside Santiago and he's going to Colima and he's going to be establishing these places from Punta de Arenas to Iquique, from south to north, north to south. And you can see him sitting in one of the rooms and he's kind of praying, reflecting upon his initiative. In the other room, we see the accountants that are counting the money that they have to be able to pay for the first one and then to start the second one, and they're criticizing him. They're saying, this guy's a dreamer. He wants to build another house and he can't even pay for the first one. I mean, he's a priest, he's got a lot of goodwill, I mean, he's a good preacher, he loves the poor, he loves the sick, but he's got no head for economic matters. There's no way he's going to be able to do this. Right in that moment, he hears a knock on the door. He opens up the door and there's an elderly couple that never got married, and this elderly man was a rich man. And Father Urtad invites him in, asks him to take a seat, and he says, Father, you know, we've heard about you. We've heard about all the works you've done for the children, for the poor, the abandoned, for the widows and the orphans. And given that I'm retired and we have some economic resources, we decide that we'd like to give you something. So he gives him an envelope, and then he dismisses him. He says, our home is your home. And then Father Tava sits down and he opens up the envelope, and it was 1,000,000 pesos. 1,000,000 pesos, which back then was a lot of money. So he goes into the adjacent room to the accountants that were criticizing him and said, Hombres de poca fe! Hombres de poca fe! Hombres de poca fe! 1,000,000 pesos. Men of little faith, why did you doubt? Here's 1,000,000 pesos for the new work we're doing in honor of Jesus Christ. In honor of Jesus Christ, in helping out the poor. So I think what we have to really do is we have to get in the habit of reading the lives of the saints. If we don't read the lives of the saints, we're almost destined to mediocrity. We're just going to go with the flow and follow everyone else. And as my professor said in Rome, barely get into heaven with our pants burnt, you know, kind of. Barely get into heaven with our pants burnt, okay? Getting in the back door. And the saints are like us, but they have great ideals. And they're all dreamers. They're dreamers. But they dream with the help of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray that we will do great things for God. We'll not allow the wave of mediocrity and lukewarmness that is so characteristic of the modern society to dominate us. But let us follow and walk in the footsteps of the saints. Amen.
Thank you.